Well, Chris Holtman was right. The Akron Zips would be a tough test for the Ohio State Buckeye basketball team in their season opener, and that's exactly what we witnessed. The Buckeyes beat Akron 67-66. Why was it so close? What happened down the stretch? Who stood out for the Buckeyes? Why did they struggle? We'll touch on all that and more in this instant reaction to the Buckeyes winning their season opener on Tuesday night.
You are Locked On Buckeyes, your daily podcast on the Ohio State Buckeyes. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Buckeye fans? Welcome back to another episode of Locked Buckeyes, part of Locked On Podcast Network. I'm your host, Jay Stevens, also the host of the Jay Stevens Podcast. It is Tuesday, November 9th in the year 2021, and we're coming live to you at the conclusion of the Buckeye basketball season opener, where the Buckeyes beat the Akron Zips 67-66. I want to thank everyone out there for making Locked On Buckeyes their number one, their first listen of every single day. In this game, at the beginning of the game, we knew two things. Well, one thing about two different players. One guy, Kyle Young, would not play. It's multiple things. Kyle Young would not play. And then Justice Suing would be a game-time decision like Kyle Young. Ultimately, Kyle Young did not play. Like I expected, Columbus Dispatch on Tuesday's show. And then Justice Suing was a game-time decision. He did not start. However, he did play in the game. And you could tell that he was not 100%, not only by the minutes that he played, but by the play, his play on the court. Ohio State in this game, the first half, they had a 17-4 run. EJ Liddell had 9 straight points. It seemed like the Buckeyes were a one-man show. We have all seen, and most of us have seen, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and there was an episode where they're at Bel-Air Academy and they're playing the basketball, and there's a scene, they're playing in a basketball game, and the coach draws up a play, and it's pass it to Will. That's not really passing or drawing up a play, but that was the only way for the Bel-Air Academy to win, to score the basketball consistently, to be the best thing that they could be. It was pass the ball to Will. While Ohio State is not a fictional team, it's not a team that is on a television screen, this is a real-life collegiate basketball team that it's a one-man show. And that one man, at least on Tuesday evening, was EJ Liddell. Pass the ball to Will turned into pass the ball to EJ. Now, EJ Liddell had to read, react, know where the double team might come, and things of that nature. But it was really simply pass the ball to Will, EJ. You can fill in and replace Will with EJ as we go forward. And that's how things were. In the first half, EJ Liddell led the way with 13 points. Zed Key had 8 points. He was really instrumental down low in the paint. We'll talk more about that when we talk about what took place down the final seconds of this game. Arns had 7 points at the end of the first half. Joey Brunk had 4 off the bench. Had a couple nice moves. One where the color commentator was just ranting and raving about how well Joey Brunk read the double team, and he did not spin it to the double team. He went away from the double team before it even got to him. Suing had 2 points. Branham had 2 points. Malachi Branham, that is. And that was all the scoring in the first half. That's 6 players that scored in the first half, and that was all the scoring. Liddell also had 8 points in the first half and then 3 assists. I mean, you see kind of the pass the ball to Will. He's a rebounder. He is the points leader. He was the assist leader. And at the end of the game, he fouled out. What happened in the second half was very, very interesting because throughout this game, Ohio State showed 2 things that were wrong. We'll dive more to them in a second. But one, transition defense was not up to par, was not good. I'm pretty sure Chris Holtman in his postgame presser in the film session and practice will hit on transition defense hard. But also, in college basketball, you need somebody in your backcourt that can create their own shot. Now, you say, Jay, that's just basketball 101. That is true. But in college basketball, part of the reason Baylor won the national championship last year is because of their backcourt. Not just defensively, but because they could create baskets with the guys in the backcourt. Well, Ohio State and Jamari Wheeler is mainly and primarily a defensive guy. That's what he is. Not anything wrong. Michi Johnson getting his first start of his career. Also first extended minutes of his career. So that's different. Your backup in the backcourt is a guy in Malachi Branham who is a true freshman. And so when you want a guy that can create, your starting point guard is not that guy. Your starting off guard is not that guy. And true freshman has some good plays, but he's not that guy at all. And Akron took advantage of that in the second half. They outscored the Buckeyes in the second half. They cranked up the defense, extended the defense that they were having, going from not just going three-point line, but if Ohio State had the ball 5 feet, 5 to 8 feet outside of the three-point line, Akron was out there guarding them because they knew dribble drives were going to be very, very hard, almost not there. Getting the ball to EJ Liddell was the only option. Yeah, you could get movement and get the ball to Zed Key and occasionally to Brunk, and Justice Suing had numerous shots that he took, and you could do those things, but it was mainly pass the ball to Will. And the dribble drives, Akron did a phenomenal job defensively slowing down Ohio State, the Buckeyes. Also, they got to figure some things out in the second half, because down the stretch defensively, Liddell had to guard the best guy on the wing. Now, you would think it may be somebody else, but based off personnel, it was Liddell. That's ultimately what led to him fouling out in the game. What happened down the stretch was amazing. Liddell fouls out. Ali busts his eye, hits a three, and then Zed Key makes a game-winning shot, which is a great way to great confidence boost for a game that really wasn't the Buckeyes' best game, wasn't their best performance, wasn't there anything that you would think Ohio State would want at all to be the performance in game number one. But a tough test from Akron. It's what I believe Ohio State needs right now, even though we'll discuss some of the specific defensive things that Akron did in a second. Akron was a tough test. Akron was a test that you want right now. Last year in the preseason or the non-conference, Ohio State really didn't get tested much. Had some good streaks, some good play in the Big Ten Conference, but some things, they didn't get tested in the way that they did tonight against Akron. I like it. I love it. Want some more of it, and I want some more wins for the Ohio State Buckeyes. They come out victorious in this game. All right, college football fanatics, have you heard about Prize Picks? Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. I love this, and I know you will too. Prize Picks offers every sport you could think of, like NFL, college football, NBA, college basketball, MLB, soccer, MMA, and more. Prize Picks offers more college football props than anyone in the world and offers all the star players of the Power 5 as well as mid-major players as well. Prize Picks offers any prop you could think of, from yardage to touchdowns, even interceptions thrown. You pick 2 to 5 players and an over-under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry. And it's just you versus the projected numbers. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Don't hesitate. Check out prizepicks.com or go to your App Store and download the app today. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. What in the world happened that the game was so close? Why was it a 1-point win for the Ohio State Buckeyes? Down the stretch in this game, well, defensively, let's start defensively first for Akron. What they did to Ohio State, they really muddied things up. Akron in this game, I looked, it was 1 point in the second half. They're running a 1-3-1, rotating to a 2-3 defense. It was a 1-3-1. They were just rotating back and forth. They would bring a guy down. They would have one guy down in the back. Then they may have two guys down in the back, depending on what the defense was. But they were rotating zone defenses on Ohio State. At one point, I saw 1-3-1 zone. And then there were sometimes that three guy would pop out to the top. So it would be a 2-2-1. And they were finding ways, phenomenal ways, to create different issues for Ohio State. Because Ohio State does not have a guy that can be a lead guard in the backcourt. And down the stretch of this game, in the final minutes of this game, as we're looking at what took place down the stretch, Akron's defense was better than I expected. Akron had guys, Ali, KJ Walton, and then they had another gentleman as well that were doing a great job in this game. Constantinata, I knew I was going to have to pronounce that at some point. I got it right, I believe. Let's go. Castaneda, if I'm going to keep on saying it as we go forward, that was kind of the three-headed monster. KJ Walton had 16 points. Ali had 17 points. Castaneda had 11 points. 2-for-4 from three from Ali. 3-for-7 from three from Castaneda. And then KJ Walton didn't have any three-point shots, but he was really good in the mid-range, 4-from-6 from the free throw line. In his mid-range game, his ability to get shots and just utilize angles properly really frustrated the Buckeyes. Another thing we noticed at the end of this game, Akron's up 60-59 with 4:02 left in the game. At the time of this happening, the Buckeyes were outscored to this point in the second half, 32-23. You may say, well, was it really just a pass the ball to Will game for Ohio State or pass the ball to EJ and get out the way? Yeah. I mean, I had people texting me, one person actually, and this I was looking on the Twitter throughout the game. People all saw the same thing. It's EJ Liddell, and you're struggling to find offense, which is why the second half offense from Ohio State was not where it needed to be. In the final minutes of this game, Ali from Ohio State, from Akron, scored over EJ Liddell from Ohio State to go up 62-59. Zed Key had a dunk to go 62-61. Akron missed two shots in the paint. And at this point in time, after Zed Key's dunk, I'm thinking if Akron comes back and scores and goes up 64-61, Ohio State might not have enough time to score the basketball because it was taking them quite a long time to get into their offense. 62-63, Malachi Branham gets a two off the glass. So it's kind of a runner to the right side driving, running layup to on the right-hand side of the basket. 2 points there. Ohio State goes up 62-63. Ali misses a well-contested three-pointer that was contested by EJ Liddell, and I kind of liked the thought, the process, the mindset from Liddell. You're one person that we can't let go. I can guard you. I can be in your grill. Okay, great. Liddell did not back down from the challenge, and I do think down the road you're going to need performances like this. Now, Liddell was not perfect. The Buckeyes weren't perfect, but you're going to need performances like this that we saw tonight from EJ Liddell, not just offensively, but defensively. We saw him have a couple amazing blocks, a couple steals as well. I mean, he was the man. He was the guy. And Ohio State throughout this season will hopefully find ways to get more scoring, not just in the starting lineup, but also off the bench. So Ali misses a contested three from Liddell. Ohio State calls a timeout with 41.4 seconds to go. Malachi Branham misses a shot. Zed Key gets a putback to go up 62-64. It was an and one. He makes the free throw. 62-65, and here we go. Ohio State's up three. Ohio State is on defense. We all know who's getting the ball for Akron. Ali. Remember, Ali is the one that's scoring, and down the stretch, he has the ball in his hand. You may be thinking, Jay, you said KJ Walton was the second leading scorer for Akron. That is correct. But in this moment, it seemed like Ali was the guy, and when you're down three and KJ Walton is not a three-point shooter, you're going to either go Ali or Castaneda or maybe Trimble Jr., but he was only 1-for-6, not really the best shooting night. So you're probably going to go to the guy that can create his own shot. That's going to be, hey, one of our best guys against your best guy. Liddell versus Ali. Let's see what happens. And we saw what happened. On the top of our television screen, we saw Ali get that. Now, I will say it was a tic-tac foul. I did not think they were going to call that. But if they call, they call it. If they don't, they don't. It's not one of those things that I am going to try to lose sleep over, because Ohio State in the first half, second half, they should not have been this close to Akron. They should have been better than Akron. They should have been up by 10, 12 points at times with Akron. Not having Kyle Young was big. Not having Justice Suing consistently on the court was big as well. If they call it, they're going to have a hard time overturning it and just roll with it. Just roll with that thing. Ali bust. And when I say bust, I mean he bust EJ Liddell's eye. Not literally, figuratively. Bust that man's eye. Now, Liddell has four fouls before that foul. So that's his fifth foul. He fouls out. And then it's very interesting because that's Ali Ali hits the free throw. They go up 66-65. 6 seconds left, 6.0 seconds left. Michi Johnson gets the ball, goes up the court, calls a timeout. And then after this timeout, Chris Holman draws up a phenomenal, literally a phenomenal, well-executed, out-of-timeout play. Justin Arntz, who you might think would be on the inbounds. On the court, not inbounding the ball. He's inbounding the ball. So you have a three-point shooter inbounding the ball, which might get two guys to go to him. He inbounds the ball to Malachi Branham, who was on the out, about 5 feet away on the top of the three-point line. He drives right. Two guys come to him. His defender, then another man comes up. Zedkey gets the paint, gets the ball in the paint, kind of deep, takes a dribble. He scores. Game over. That was a few seconds left on that play, but the game was over. And I do think, I know for sure, that play, if Zedkey did not dominate in the way or did not have the play in the first half throughout the game in the paint, I'm not sure if Chris Holtman goes to Zedkey in that moment. He could have very easily tried to say, hey, Malachi Branham, we know you're a true freshman. We know you can make this shot. Hey, you roll with it. No, instead, he wants to run through a true freshman to be a playmaker, and the rest is history. Ohio State, that's what they needed in the final minutes, final seconds, to take the win, to win this game. I love it, guys. Seriously, I could come on here and be upset, complain about everything. I'm not doing that right now. With the way the football team has had me lately, with the way that I've seen the football team play, I'm trying to be as positive and take all the little victories that I can to come on this podcast, to come on this show, and say Jay is not just a grumpy guy. He's not somebody that's an old grumpy individual that every time he comes on here, CJ Stroud ain't running the ball. Forget that. AJ Liddell, you need to pass the ball to somebody else. It can't be to pass the ball to Will Game and get out the way, pass the ball around, or Travion Henderson missed a hole. I'm not trying to be that guy. So I'm trying to take all the little victories that I can and come on here and be as positive as I can. The Buckeyes win their season opener. Phenomenal play down the stretch. Great execution. Even better and strong shot from Zedkey. Let's keep this up. Got a game against Niagara on Friday. Got a big announcement about that game coming on Friday show, Thursday live. If you're with us live on Thursday, where I will announce some big things happening for that game. Buckeyes win. We're back and better than ever. A new web interface for the start of the basketball season and more props, odds, and lines than ever before. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all the basketball and football action this season. Head to our new updated desktop or mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, and it's all one word to receive your bonus. From basketball, football, baseball postseason, NHL, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games. Don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for the 2021 season. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. We talked about what happened throughout the game. We talked about what happened during the final minutes. Who stood out? And why in the world did I keep saying, pass the ball to Will? EJ Liddell is that guy. I mean, EJ Liddell, if there's a game ball I'm giving out for this win, like we've been doing for the football games, it's going to EJ Liddell. And Zedkey. I'll go with two. I don't take that back. I know it's in the moment. Didn't write this down. Basketball, football, we normally take it to give out a game ball. In the moment, I'm taking it away from EJ Liddell. And it's only because Zedkey was the one that made the game-winning shot. Liddell fouled out. There's positive. That's a negative, a knock for him in that moment. He fouled out in the game. Remember, this is not a player of the game type of award. It's more of an appearance, a performance. What did you do that was meaningful? The game ball for today. I know I said Liddell earlier. The game ball for today is going to Zedkey. Follow me on Twitter if you missed the final shot, the final sequence. Go on Twitter. I tweeted out the video. You'll see exactly why I am so excited about the play that Chris Holtman drew up in the final minutes of the game. One thing that I know, and I know I just turned the comments on my guy Hummus Hero is here. Hummus, man, I've been waiting around to see you for quite a while. I'll say this. We will be back live in a second for those of you that are watching right now, that are watching live. We will be back when the college football playoff releases their new rankings. I'll be back on with my guy Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network. We'll instantly react to that. So the Ohio State Buckeyes in this game, why am I keep saying E.J. Liddell, and why did I remove the game ball to him? Why did I contemplate giving him the game ball? It was all him, man. Final stats. I haven't even looked at the final stats afterwards from the game. I literally went from writing things down to coming here live with you on YouTube and on Twitter. In the game, E.J. Liddell finished with 25 points, one shy of a career of tying a career high, 11 rebounds, 7 rebounds of those were offensive, 3 assists. Unfortunate that he fouled out. He also had 1 steal, which he went coast to coast, got fouled on an and one, and he had 2 blocks there right towards the front to the front right of the rim on the top of the screen. So if you're looking at it front right of the rim at the top of the screen, trying to describe that properly. He did have 1 turnover, but this was all the E.J. Liddell show. Zed Key had 14 points. Zed Key had 14 points. He was a second leading scorer. He was also the only other individual for Ohio State that had double-digit scoring. Justin Arns finished the game with 7, the same amount he had in the first quarter. Michi Johnson had 4. Jamari Wheeler had 2. Branham had 7. And then the rest of the – there are 3 more scorers that all had single digits apiece. This is the E.J. Liddell show. Hummus, I briefly read your comment, and you said it so well. First, talking about how they're not having an experienced guard, and that really didn't help them at all. When you need somebody to create offense, what are you doing? Akron's extending the defense out to them, and then what's the follow-up to that? They're going to extend the defense, and if you can't get the ball inside, or you're struggling to get the ball inside, and the shot clock is winding down 10 seconds, and you're struggling to get the ball, those are the things that happen. And when it seemed like it was going to be hard for them to score, E.J. Liddell was that guy. From the jab step that he had in the first half to get a 3 to some mid-range jumpers that he had, E.J. Liddell was the guy. His performance today is a great confidence boost for Ohio State, is that when we struggle to move the ball, when we struggle to get shots, E.J. Liddell will be the guy to help us move the ball, to help us put the ball in the basket, and to help us widen a lead. In the first half, I believe it was a 17-4 run. E.J. Liddell had 9 straight points, and that's really what sparked and widened the margin for Ohio State. When things slowed down for him, that's when things picked up for Akron. When he was off the court, some of the lineups that Chris Holtmann put on the court were not great lineups to move the ball around, to get flow, and to not have the ball stopping. Yes, Michi Johnson will probably, I'm saying probably because we haven't seen it, will probably be able to probably find a way to get his own shot. That's a probably. One thing we also know is that what he probably will be able to do, we didn't see it tonight. We saw some performances from Branham, from Key, that I think are great things that you'll see down the road. Will we see Branham in the starting lineup Friday against Niagara? We'll see. I don't know for sure if that's going to happen, but if it does, it would not surprise me, because that's going to open up, guess what, more scoring for E.J. Liddell. And as E.J. Liddell scores, as he gets more attention, as teams realize we can double-team E.J. Liddell, or we think we can, that's going to open up more shots, more passing lanes, more driving lanes for Liddell to pass the ball around to guys like Suing once he gets healthy, to Branham cutting to the basket, to Michi Johnson cutting to the basket, for Justin Arns to get open shots, for Zed Key to be the guy that's right there as well. That's going to open up a lot. I'm curious with this team, and I'm going to close out with this. Kyle Young out and Justin Suing out. Let's say Suing opens up and starts the game on Friday. Great. I wonder if we see the offense, if we see Liddell in this offense look a whole lot better, more somewhat like it did last year. Now, for it to look like it did last year, you'll need to have a guy to be a lead guard to score, because that's what helped E.J. Liddell be an all Big Ten performer last year, was the performance and improvement from Dwayne Washington Jr. That's something that I do think we'll see throughout the season. One thing we see right now, we could be excited, move forward, be happy. The Ohio State Buckeyes basketball team opened this game up, the season up, with a win. As always, guys, thanks for hopping in the chat. You can follow me on Twitter at jstevens07. You can also follow us on YouTube, Locked on Buckeyes. Hit the bell as well. Those of you that are watching live right now, I encourage you to stay around either your computer, your phone, your television, wherever you're watching us right now live. We will be back live in approximately 45 minutes, 30 to 45 minutes, depending on when the rankings come out. Me, myself, and Jeff Hunt from the Off the Ball Network will be instantly reacting once again to the college football playoff rankings. Basketball right now, that's what filled the space of this show. Coming up, we got a show where it's all about the football team and their hopes of being in the Final Four at the end of the season.